Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather across Israel remains pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures under a starlit sky. In Haifa, the night is cool and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that President Trump threatens to resume bombing Iran if the emerging Hormuz deal fails. Also, JNS says earlier this hour that Trump warns Iran to agree to a deal or face intensified strikes. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Gaza's reconstruction is priced at $71 billion, with significant destruction of homes and businesses. Separately, London's Metropolitan Police launches a 10-0-officer unit to protect Jewish communities, according to Forward from moments ago. And finally, Axios notes earlier reporting that Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that the IRGC Navy has issued a new threat. Ships must get approval to cross the Strait of Hormuz or face being targeted. The Times of Israel posted recently about Gaza's reconstruction costs, emphasizing the extensive damage to infrastructure. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, shared that Gazan women and children have testified to systemic sexual violence by Hamas, questioning the silence from major international outlets. Let's go deeper. Starting with the escalating tensions involving Iran, Ynet details how President Trump stated that U.S. strikes would return with greater force if Tehran rejects a proposed agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as officials draft a 14-point framework aimed at ending the ongoing conflict. The situation remains delicate, with significant implications for regional stability. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel highlights a comprehensive report from earlier today by the World Bank, UN, and EU. The report estimates the cost of rebuilding Gaza at $71 billion. The conflict has caused over $35 billion in direct damage, severely impacting homes, 10,000 MEs, and businesses. Reconstruction efforts face daunting challenges, affecting thousands of displaced residents. Meanwhile, Forward reports that London's Metropolitan Police has introduced a dedicated unit to protect Jewish communities. This move responds to a recent surge in attacks and aims to reassure a community under increasing threat. The initiative reflects a broader effort to ensure safety and support amid heightened tensions. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Sakal has made a surprise bid to acquire Zim, despite an existing agreement to sell to Hapag-Lloyd and FIM. This unexpected offer has boosted Zim's stock, highlighting the competitive nature of the shipping industry. Separately, CTEC reveals that Anyclip is entering insolvency proceedings due to turmoil in the advertising market. The Israeli video tech firm faces an $11 million debt crisis, despite having raised $77 million previously. And finally, Walla Business reports a new record in the average salary in Israel, reaching nearly 16,000 shekels. However, the number of available jobs is declining, painting a complex economic picture. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.